Welcome back to Truth Be Told. We are with D. Shivanandan and we continue this conversation. Sir, we enter into another zone of your life, and that is as Joint CP Crime, Mumbai. Sir, very interesting statistics. 1993 to 2001, there were 622 encounters in totality. Sir, 296 out of those encounters were under your regime. A very basic question. Was encounter the only solution?
I want to say again, truth be told, encounter is no new invention. It has been going on from time immemorial, 5,000 years before or even later. And this kind of an encounter within inverted commas in Mumbai had begun in 1982. Yes. You are quoting only 1993 to now. Whereas it began with Maniya Surve in 1992 and very famous movies, all those things have come up. So the point is very, very simple. Encounter or the so-called usage of this word has been happening all over the country, all over the country. And it is not that it's peculiar only to this period or my period or this. And I want to set this record right that much of the success or of changing the entire crime route of Mumbai. Mumbai was becoming a Beirut. Was changed not because of encounter. Not that I'm shying away from any such action. But because of the majesty of law. Was implemented. The law in its original majesty was implemented. I'll give you 2 minutes time. If you give me, I will explain.
Please.
All the gangsters were there affiliated to various gangs. Detention law was there much before I came into the scene. The Maharashtra Preventive Detention, MPDA as it called. And that one, if you detain a person with certain qualifications, he spends 1 year or 2 years behind the bar. So before I came, that was less in number. I brought about quality of people who will do this kind of a preparation of paper where anybody detained under all variety of crimes and records and all be intact. That person spends one full year behind the bar. And from 1998 to 2001, 1,670 criminals were detained for 1 year. And the success rate, in spite of their appealing to the High Court and the government, is 95%. For each set of papers, which is running into thousands of pages, we have to give them the photocopies and translation. For example, a man from Afghanistan will say, give it to me in Pushto. Then we'll have to find a man who will translate the entire set of papers in Pushto and give it to him. A small flaw, the court would jump and release him from detention. Imagine 1,670 man-years which spent behind the bars, that much of crime has to come down. Now, where is encounter in this? The next one, before I came, I realized that the gun culture was prevailing there. Any Tom, Dick and Harry would go to an industrialist's office or anybody's office, remove a gun and keep it there, say that, Atta bol. Then he will say, can I talk to the bhai? Take out this thing, tuck. That was frightening people to no end. So I said, mop up the guns which are there. I made even a statement saying that nobody should be alive when he takes out a gun in front of a civilian. He should not be alive to put it back in his holster. That statement was made. Because of that, 2,000 weapons were recovered of all varieties. AK-47, hand grenades and foreign-made weapons, imported, local, Mungyur, all of them were made. Police was incentivized. This could have been done before. It was done there so that afterwards there was nobody left with a gun going around threatening people saying that Atta bol, no? So that is another strategy. The next strategy is to arrest as many gangsters as possible and get them convicted. So in that one example is the JJ Hospital shootout where in 1992, this Thakur had gone there and shot people in that Bhiwandi, Surya Rao and various others were involved. 25 doctors were involved and all that. That kind of a case happened in 1992. In 2000, when I was Joint CP, we pursued the case and got him as the death sentence, which was converted later into life. Even now, he is going through that. So that way, if he If he take up the legal action, all this crime would come down. Encounter is just an incidental matter. Now again, the other strategy is to empower the police, give them the resources. I asked the government, Mr. Gopinath Munde, he was the Deputy Chief Minister, give us enough resources. He gave a crore of rupees, official money, officially it was distributed to people, so that the resources empowering the police happened. And train the police with the IB, intelligence, RNAW, all that happened, so they can do the surveillance and various other things, track these people down. Bringing in technology is another strategy. Until I came, we never knew that the foreign-based telephone numbers cannot be tapped. So, one day, Eureka, on early morning, I realized it could be done. We walked into the VSNL, talked to the general manager and found that, yes, Karachi-based telephones and the Malaysian-based telephones can be tapped from here. So, that was like a lightning striking them. We had electronic intelligence before they could go and shoot all the cinema personalities. Everyone today doing wonderfully well have been targeted. They all know very well. The 2233 people around their house were shot dead because of the electronic intelligence. So empowering the police, taking a best reliable team and giving them enough resources, support. Even I would say 1997 in October when the Javed Fauda was killed, there was a petition by Abu Azmi and one lawyer called Sebastian. So that prevented the police because the inquiry by Justice Aguiar said not only Javed Fauda was not a genuine encounter, 95 other incidents were also not genuine. So the police froze. Absolutely, the police were frightened. So we had to defreeze them, tell them that we will win this case, we will do the best possible legal action taken. So Mr. Manohar, who is one of the legal luminary from Nagpur, appeared for us and in front of the a bench in the Mumbai High Court. We won the case. It was favorable. They said these are the 6-7 steps you do before you do an encounter. That has been justified and approved by the Supreme Court Judge, Mr. Lodha, just about a year before. It has taken so much time. So you have to give legal backing to your people, see that the cases are not hounding and they are not persecuted, and then bring up the best team, give them the best possible incentives, give them the resources and the support. If you do all that, that is possible. This kind of an encounter is just easy for the movie makers and the media people to say encounter happened, so because of that. If that is as simple as that, from 1992, why we dragged it up to 2002, decisively it could have been stopped long before.
You mentioned as part of your strategy that there was 1 crore rupees that was distributed amongst the police. Sir, what you are saying is police were paid to kill?
Not at all. Not at all. Now, come on, Sujit. You got truth be told. For any operation, you need resources.
Correct.
If some criminal has to be brought from, let us say, Delhi, Goa, Trivandrum, I can't tell my people to go by a third-class train where they don't get reservation and they die of food poisoning in between. They need resources. Also, for the informant who is laying down his life, we have to be compensating all of them. So this is not some gang paying to the police to kill somebody else. Come on, Sujit. The point is, for laying roads or building dams or everything, you are paying money. Is it corruption? You need resources for doing your job.
No,
you can't tell a policeman. No, the policemen were paid to do their job. These are incidental expenses which they have to do.
Sir,
it is not that the government paid. Why 1 crore? I want to set the record right. Even otherwise also, the usual resources were also paid to them. Incentives were paid to them. You can't tell a policeman today to go there to Goa and bring one Mania Surve. How will he go and how will he bring him?
Sir, at no point in time are we saying that it is wrong. I am no point in time it is saying.
Yeah.
What we are saying is only that, was it part of your strategy? Paying police officers to
not
kill criminals,
all.
Was it
not
part
at
of the
all.
Strategy?
It is not the strategy. Paying police is not the strategy. Enabling the police and empowering the police is the strategy. Calling a policeman and I being a superior telling him, go there and bring him. Who is he going to get the tickets from? Where is he going to spend money from?
And
that's
also
about it. It is empowering and enabling them.
And also
I am enabling. Besides paying money, I also gave a ring to the local police commissioner. Tell them my team is coming. Please assist them in all possible ways. Which I did to the other teams from Chennai and Delhi and other people when they came. I gave them wherewithal. The cars, vehicles, accommodation, help.
So also was empowering, assisting was also incentivizing part of the strategy, part of the
no,
the
we are asked, so, this is not incentive. Incentive is beyond this. This is the meeting the expenditure of travel and various other things. Incentivizing them is giving them the medals and getting them various other accolades, giving them the press publicity which is due to them and various other things.
Sir, so that means what we are saying is government has not paid a rupee to a police because he killed a criminal as part of award.
Not at all. Not at all. Awards and rewards, if there is a brave act of bravery, gallantry and various other things, along with other things, it would have come.
And that,
the government or anybody would never pay to kill any individual. I want to say on record that nobody takes pleasure in killing anybody. We can't give life to anybody. So taking away life should not be a pleasure at all. But if that person is shooting at my policeman, in this case of 2611, which we will discuss later, 18 of my police officers, the top police officers and men, were shot to death. Would you like to have that kind of scene? This 3 years when you mentioned in that three policemen were killed and 35 others were injured. So what about policemen can die or what? You will not pay me money and policemen can die. Again, coming back to the theory, just because you are donning uniform, you are supposed to die. What is this nonsense? I am of the opinion that if it is between a criminal and a policeman, let the criminal die, let the policeman survive, because we are well trained, we are well equipped, our arms are superior, we are protected by bulletproof jackets and various other things. We have the strategic advantage over a criminal.
Perfect. Sir, this is not a criticism or this is not questioning the fact. It was just to understand and put it in public domain that was the cop, was a police officer who did encounters, who killed criminals for the public, for the benefit of the public.
No, nobody did
so
anything.
It is not. So it
again,
is,
again, I want to tell you that when the policemen, before, I want to tell again in two lines, people from all walks of life were killed. They were, Datta Samant was killed. And Taqiyuddin Wahid, East West Airline, was killed.
Yes.
Om Prakash Kukreja, builder, was killed. Vallab Thakkar was killed. Gulshan Kumar was killed. Sunit Katta was killed. All others were killed in the film field, in the hotel field, in various other fields they were killed. When they were killed, if policemen go to arrest them and they are being shot, in retaliation, the policemen defended themselves. That is it. This encounter is a word which is introduced by you and various other press people. I am saying under section 100 of the Indian Penal Code, the policemen exercise the right of self-defense.
Sir, there has been a lot of talk. Gangsters has incentivized police officers to kill their opponents. There have been stories, there have been rumors, there have been certain people call it facts. But the fact remains, sir, that there has been very, very suspicious incident. Sir, Mania Surve, Maya Dolas, both of them were under aspersions of senior officers being involved with gangsters to kill to get this encounter. So my question specifically is, sir, how much of this is true? And if so, why has it been happening?
You know, this is pertaining to a period of 1982 or later and all those things. They were not the time when I was the Joint Commissioner of Police.
Correct.
In the same sense, why only Mumbai? In Gujarat and in Tamil Nadu and various other places, various police officers of the top ranking levels have also been incarcerated for having done something wrong by way of this encounter and all that. So that way, it is easy to say that the gangsters have been paying. May be true, may not be true, but there is no proof whatsoever. But in Maya Dolas operation or in other operations, wherever there was specific allegation, due inquiry was done and due justice was done.
Correct.
That is there. But when you say earlier, in during my time, there's no question of gangster anyway. No, one minute. Listen to me.
Sorry.
Allow me the freedom to explain. All gangs were taken to task. Everybody who was active was taken to task, and every gang was taken to a level where they will not be able to operate in this level. The proof of the pudding, Sujit, is that after 2002 to 2017, there is not a shootout of a businessman or anybody like that, except two, J. Day and the attempt on Iqbal Kaskar, who is brother of Daud Ibrahim, where Iqbal Kaskar didn't die, but maybe a driver died. Besides this, tell me who. The proof of the pudding is from 101 businessmen being killed in the year 1998. That is, every 3.5 days, one businessman was killed, from there to a 15-year holiday. Building industry, look at the flourishing of the building industry, hotel industry, Bollywood. What's happening in Mumbai? This was not possible at the time.
Completely agree to you. Mm. Sir, like I said, even your critics has told that you have broken the backbone of Mumbai crime. There is no question of it. There is no question of it.
Sujit, I want to interrupt you and say, unless you have good critics around you, you can never perform and you can never excel. So I thank all my critics for being very critical so that I could excel. So I need critics. You need critics. Everyone needs critics.
Absolutely, sir. No, that's all. Like, the point is, there is no question that you have changed. And that's exactly what I told in the beginning of the program. Is you have a person who changed the way possibly Bombay is today. And if Bombay is the way it is today, it is thanks to you. What we are saying is, we just wanted to confirm whether has there been money paid to the police officers who went and did encounters.
That not at all. Salaries so have to be paid.
Paid, of course. Of course.
Tomorrow you will say even the salaries paid to them were also incentivizing too. Every policeman is being paid. Every policeman who goes on the road is being attacked. He will have to retaliate. I told you any number of policemen have been killed while doing their jobs. So the other day in the railway platform, one policeman was escorting a criminal and he had not done this body search. So he shot him dead.
The reason I was asking this question, there are huge rumors. To a very major extent, there are almost, if I may use the term, confirmed rumors that policemen within the force were affiliated to gangs. They were paid by gangs. They worked for gangs. They leaked information to gang. Worst, they killed for gangs.
You know, all this could be true. I have nothing to substantiate this kind of an allegation. But I would again say, throw a general thing at you, saying that whatever he said about the police force is true of the other institutions of the government also. So other bureaucrats also are enamored of these gangsters and criminals, and the politicians also could be affiliated. Earlier the word was the nexus, now gangsters themselves have become politicians. So this kind of a criminality in the police force or being nice to these people could have been there, would have been there. But the point is, the same police force turned around when the leadership changed and then did a complete job, a superb job of eliminating all of them.
Sir, two questions then arises from your answer.
Yeah.
Question one is that you say that if there has been police gangster nexus, it was purely because of the leadership at that point in time?
Not at all. It was those individuals who would have had their wrongdoings going on. But somebody should have done this mopping up, finding out and collect evidence and eliminate them. That should have happened.
Why would it happen?
Leader, I cannot analyze the leaders who were there before me. They were all very, very reputed people long time before. I'm talking about from 1980 to 1998. That's the period where the gangsterism has taken place. So that way, this eliminating the criminality in the police force is the bounden duty of the leaders. So my point is, if check is not done, what happened after I left? Also, like Afroz incident happened, your death in Khaja Yunus has happened, the trial is going on now, then Telgi matter happened, all this happened, all these things did not happen when I was there or when I was commissioner of police for 6 years all over the place. So there is some amount of leadership failure. I hope I have made it very clear.
Correct.
That Khwaja Yunus, 70 people were arrested. Telgi, so many people were arrested. Afroz incident took place. Like that, so many. All these encounter people have faced later. Some charge or the other, and they have gone through trial. So that is their mistake apart. There is some amount of a leadership supervision, lack of supervision also can be said.
Sir, isn't it lack of supervision that gave birth to people who are made heroes But then later they were found out to be people who had direct links with the underworld.
Correct. But when we are talking of my period as joint CP crime, there was nothing, no misdemeanor at all. Correct. But what happened later, what is the equation between them and the later leadership and things like that is a matter of study and analysis. But in this period, there was not a single allegation, there was nothing. Everything was done absolutely as per law. Within the four corners of law, things were done. There was not a single allegation. What all happened to them after that.
Which gets back to my first question.
Yes.
Sir, in that case,
yeah.
The strategy of incentivizing or strategy of actually paying people who put their lives on the line to encounter gangsters, shouldn't they be paid? Shouldn't they be incentivized? What is wrong in that?
No, I am not saying that incentivize them for doing encounters and various other things. I am saying the job to be done has to be enable them, empower them. If an irrigation officer has to go to Delhi to attend a conference, you will not tell him you buy your own ticket, the government pays for it.
Sorry,
and
sir.
Precisely that's what has happened to the police.
No, sorry, I agree to you. And you have told me that.
We didn't pay lump sum to people for eliminating them.
Why wasn't that, sir?
We cannot. Encounter is not a policy. Please realize. I go out on the street, somebody is assaulting me, I have a stick or a needle or a knife, I use pepper spray, that is an encounter. So if the policeman has got a gun and somebody is shooting at him, he is not going to use a pepper spray. He is going to take out a gun and shoot. He is trained for that. And I told you, for me, the policeman's life is much more valuable than anybody's life on this earth.
Correct.
That's it.
Sir, one last personal question. Sir, 296 encounters.
I don't know whether the figure is correct or not. Maybe approximately.
Approximately, yeah? Whatever. These are the figures that are there in the media. 296 encounters. Sir, you never had a bodyguard. I have known you, sir, for last 2 decades. I have never seen you with a bodyguard or with stain guns.
Truth be told. Truth protects you when you are doing the right thing and don't do anything wrong. You mentioned about critics. Even no critic would ever say that I have done anything wrong or I have gone out of the way to be personally vengeful. There are a lot of people when Mr. Gopinath Munde visited the jail, Arthur Road jail, by surprise. And a lot of men say namaste because they said you didn't unnecessarily do anything wrong to us. We are alive because of that. So the point is, it's not a question of number game. And I want to say, it is not this encounter specialist did that much of encounters. It is the police station people did 60% or more. Since I came ready with an analysis, I want to tell you, it is not those 2, 3, 4 people did this much of encounter and all that. It is the police station people who went for patrolling. Before I joined, some criminal gang in Malad had killed 2 policemen who were doing patrolling. So that is what enrages a leader, saying that my men cannot be killed by people who with stones and lathis and branches of trees. So our men should be armed. I am talking about Vilas Shinde. Last 6 months before, a traffic constable who stopped a motorcyclist and 2 of his brothers hit him and he died. So that is about it. We cannot allow trained policemen to be killed. It shows that the government can be taken for granted. So there, the majesty of rule of law is what. Before, when we are discussing about the organized crime, were there not incidents in 1983 September on the 8th and the 31st, where in the court, these gangsters went and shot two criminals? I don't know whether you remember.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, in one case, Dawood Ibrahim was involved in that. Yes. And various others were there involved in that. Again, in 94, another court incident, Ravindra Sawant had shot this Ashwin Naik. So, again, I want to remind you about the Jacob Circle lockup killing, where Babu Rashim was there and policemen were protecting. And it is a challenge of the existence of the government, Sujit. So that enrages any policeman, saying that when the government is there, police is there, how can anybody go walk into a lockup and kill? JJ Hospital shootout I mentioned in 1992. This Thakur went there and shot them when 6 policemen and a sub-inspector was protecting those 2 accused.
Correct.
This cannot happen in any system where police, armed policemen are protecting, someone walks in and kills and goes away, cannot be accepted by any police officer who is worth his salt.
So to conclude this section, I would say 3 things that came out very categorically. Sir, one, is that there was a strategic decision of eliminating culprits.
Disagree with you. I strongly disagree with you. There was no strategic decision of eliminating anybody. We implemented law. We went there to arrest them. We went there to detain them. We went there to prevent crimes from happening. And in that, if somebody had shot a policeman, in the right of private defense, as per section 100 of the Indian Penal Code, policemen shot themselves to save themselves and save the others.
Then can I conclude saying that police, during when you took over, you made policing far more stricter and far more effective and far more, if I may use the word, enforceable than what it was before?
Will I be because right? the results would show that.
Correct.
That I am telling repeatedly, 1998, 101 businessmen were shot dead, and from 2002 to now, none has been shot, is the proof of the pudding.
Correct.
It is there for the people to see, and building industry is not there, marriages were not happening, no car purchases were not done during that time, and extortion calls would come, and why is it not there now?
Correct.
So you enabled the police, implemented law, and it yielded result.
So, we conclude this section. Mr. Shivanandan says that he disagrees that, you know, there was a strategic plan to encounter criminals, but it was part of a reaction process from the police. Fair enough. So, we go to the next section after a short break.